It is 7:39 on this Monday edition of Palmetto Mornings. We are looking at 55 degrees right here on WRHI FM 100.1, your home for news, talk, and sports. I'm Lucas McFadden.
And I'm Patty Mercer. Glad to have you with us this morning. You can also watch us on Comporium Channel 103 or join us live on Facebook. We're there Monday through Friday from 5 a.m. until 9 a.m. Of course, it's Monday.
Yeah, it's our time to check in with the YMCA of Upper Palmetto. We've got Olivia Shamley joining us. And good morning to you, Olivia.
Good morning. Thank y'all for having me.
Oh, your name ranked as one of the prettiest names for a girl ever.
Oh, congratulations.
Olivia. Shout out to my mom.
Hey, mama. Good job, mama. Mama knows best.
You get to walk the runway today. Yeah. That's great.
I didn't pick it myself, but I'll take it.
Yeah, it's beautiful. One of the prettiest.
Thank you.
Well, a ton of stuff always happening at the YMCA of Upper Palmetto, yes. And we were just talking about where to start. So we'll let Dealer's Choice. You go first, Olivia.
Yeah. oh, my. Well, let's see. First things first, if your kid wants to play fall soccer, registration is closing the first week of October, so you want to get in there. We've got leagues at Charlotte Avenue still open for the itty-bitties, 4 to 7-year-old. And then Indianland, actually, our newest branch, is launching their first league this year. Oh. So they've got registration from 3 to 12-year-olds open up. Charlotte Avenue YMCA, I don't know if you guys have got a chance to go see it since the renovations. We're very excited about that. It is like a brand new facility.
Totally. Every time I was in there exercising, I was like, was this that one little office that was right there? It's so hard to imagine.
And the answer is maybe yes.
Yes, it's hard, so hard to imagine that that was once an office, a closed-in office there.
Incredible.
That it's no longer there.
Oh, yeah.
It's just unbelievable.
Well, and especially with something that's, you know, that Y has been there since 1951.
Yeah.
So it's a Rock Hill staple, and it looks brand new. I mean, the fitness facility, when you go in there, and the cardio's upstairs now. And so you, it's like an open, not open floor plan. It's it's not a kitchen. Chip and Joanna, you know.
but it is
well,
open.
But it is,
yeah.
We took before and after pictures.
But it is open. So to your point, you're spot on.
So you get to like look on and just see it. And it's so great. And then we're actually also doing some renovations in the cardio floor for Baxter Close YMCA too. So Rock Hill and Fort Mill. Getting a little facelift.
Okay.
Some of these facilities
nothing
are
wrong
getting.
With that.
Yeah, we all need a little nip and tuck here and there, right?
Yeah.
Some of these facilities, too, branches are also getting new equipment, new weights.
Yeah, they are. Baxter is one of them. Yeah. So they're moving all new stuff in next week, first week of October. Charlotte Avenue, everything in there is brand new. All the weights, all the machines, the upright row and all of
and
those.
You really do all of this with just minimal interference with the regular routine of the members.
Yeah, fortunately. And our members are so gracious and they understand a little, that there's going to be a little interruption, but it's for the best.
And the benefit becoming a YMCA member, you get membership at 13 different locations, including aquatic centers?
11. 11, okay. 11 including the aquatic center, gotcha. Plus Camp Cherokee, which is a whole other place that we can talk about.
Yes.
And so you if your branch is getting a little facelift, you've got one probably within 20 minutes, probably less, that you can go check out during that time.
That's fantastic. Another reason to work and play close to where you live, because one YMCA may be close to where you work and one might be close to where you live, and you've got it all covered.
Absolutely.
We love being Y members. We've been members of the Y for a long time. I took swimming lessons at the Charlotte Avenue Y. And I want to date myself, so you can leave that up to your interpretation. But to your point.
Do they still have a diving board there?
They don't have a diving board.
I just dated myself.
But that was our final test. But to your point, it is. My daughter's the age where she goes to a lot of birthday parties, and I find the time is not enough time for me to go home, so I find the nearest Y wherever we are and exercise there, and it kind of changes around a little bit.
Absolutely.
So we mentioned Camp Cherokee, and it's hard to believe that you need to start signing up soon for summer of 2022.
Yeah, we are, it's hard to think that far in advance sometimes, but October 4th, registration opens, and it fills up pretty quick.
Which is next Monday, and it does. I mean, it's like concert tickets, the old school way of buying concert tickets. I mean, you would probably be pretty much full, or most weeks are full by the end of that Monday, if not by the end of the week.
Yeah. So it goes quick. So if that's something you're interested in,
Act now.
Put those alarms in your phone.
Yeah. Olivia Shamley is with the YMCA of Upper Palmetto. The Upper Palmetto Aquatics location got a visit from a U.S. Olympian swimmer.
Yeah, special visit. Our swim team, our Rays swim team, had practice on Saturday, and they got a surprise visit from Jessica Long, who was a Team USA member and one of the most, maybe if not the most decorated Paralympic athlete. So
pretty
exciting for them. She's a huge proponent of swimming for all. I don't know if you remember the Toyota Super Bowl commercial.
That was her.
That was her.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I didn't put two and two together on that. Wow.
Was she the one that was adopted as a little baby?
Mm-hmm.
And they show the phone call of the mother and they say, well, the good news is we've got a little baby girl for you, but you need to be aware there's going to be, you know, the required amputation of her legs and it's going to be a tough life. And her mom said, bring her on.
So she's, I love that
commercial.
A massive star in the swimming world and got to spend some time with our Rays.
And there's a fantastic picture of Jenny with her gold medal surrounded by all the Rays swimmers on your Facebook
page.
Check that out. Everyone's grinning from ear to ear.
They were very, very excited.
Great. All right, Olivia, anything else to put on people's radar as we are starting to look at the fall season at the YMCA of Upper Palmetto?
Yeah, I'm rocking the fall colors today. We do have the dash at the 5K dash at dusk and our York YMCA at the end of October. It's October 29th. All the proceeds from that go to support our First Thursdays Club, which is a special club for adults with special needs in York County that they meet monthly and go on trips. And that 5K and a fun run at the same time. So you get to dress up in your Halloween costume.
Oh, nice.
Go for a little run. And then you're supporting a great cause too.
Fantastic.
It's fun, right? Plus, you're making a difference.
All the tutus and,
perfect.
All right. Well, you can get all this and so much more, of course, when you become a member of the YMCA of Upper Palmetto. Again, how many branches does that give you?
11 branches plus Camp Cherokee.
Look at that. You can't beat it. And for more, of course, you can reach out to them on social media, on the website, or just pick up the phone and call them. Everyone at the front desk at all the branches are so eager to help you. And Olivia,
and your website is so user-friendly.
Thank you.
So give us that website.
YMCAUP.org. So like YMCA up.
You got it.
YMCA up. Got it.
Olivia Shamley again with the YMCA of Upper Palmetto. Thank you so much. We certainly appreciate it.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.